I'm 340.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to Duncan 340 and 9.
I think we have our numbers straightened out for the episodes now. What is your question for me tonight?
340. If it were Halloween every day, what would you dress up as?
So if it were Halloween every day, what would I dress up as? Do I have to dress up as the same thing every day, or can it be a different costume each day?
Different costume.
Oh, different costume. Maybe I could dress up as every color.
Of the rainbow?
Of the rainbow, and that I could imagine, because there's more colors than just the rainbow. And I could wear a tight spandex green man suit, but in a different color each day. So you can't see my face or anything else, but head to toe, I am a colorful person. Would that be good?
People have to see your eyes and face.
Okay, maybe I would dress up as pizza ingredients. So one day I would dress up as pepperoni. Another day I would dress up as cheese. Another day I'd dress up as mushrooms.
Another day I'll dress up as the sauce.
Yep. Another day I'll dress up as peppers. And then, I'm getting hungry. You getting hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should stop talking about pizza. Okay, and what else? What are, if you could dress up every day in a Halloween costume, what would you dress up as? Maybe different type of fish?
No.
You could be a piranha, be an angelfish. Be a bass,
a Christmas tree, and then the next day I'll be an ornament, then another ornament, then another ornament.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you get all of your costumes from? Would you have to make them or buy them from somewhere?
Buy them.
It's tough to buy Halloween costumes, you know, too early before or even immediately after Halloween. They only come out for that one time of year. So what would you do? Order them from the internet?
Yeah.
Hire Mama to be a professional costume maker so she can make them for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good options. Not Papa though, right? You don't want to bother Papa with Halloween costumes.
You should wear some next time you go trick-or-treating.
You want me to dress up with you?
Yeah.
What should I dress up as for next Halloween? What's a good idea so I can start thinking about it?
I don't know.
Should I dress up as a browser?
What is that?
It's what we use to look at the internet on our computers and phones. And then maybe inside of that browser is a picture of Bowser, so that it's a Bowser browser.
That rhymes.
Would that be good? Wait, you know what? I have 10 or so months to think about it. So, all right, you ready for my question?
Why you?
What do you say? Y-E-S, not yus. All right, my question is.
Yus?
You ready?
Yes.
If you could trade places with any animal for a day, what type of animal would it be? So trade places means you go to where that animal normally is.
Know.
Yeah, and the animal will come to where you normally are. So which animal would you like to trade places with for a day?
Penguin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is the penguin in the cold outdoors or at a zoo?
At a zoo.
Okay, so you're going to trade places with a penguin zoo. What will you do as a penguin for a day?
If I was near a window,
yes,
like you could watch me swim through, I would do that.
That'd be cool.
How about for you, which animal?
I think I would trade places with a giraffe. Just because I would like to see how the giraffe can fit into my life. how they get in through our front door, how they get into the car. The giraffe would have to take you to school instead of me taking you to school. How would the giraffe fit into your school?
And how would the giraffe fit into our house?
I have no idea.
And how would the giraffe fit into our car?
Does a giraffe have to wear my pants? Or is it allowed to bring its own pants? Does a giraffe even wear pants?
No.
These are good questions. I think that would be funny. Now, if I was trading places with a giraffe, I think I would want to be at the zoo as well, so it's safe. I wouldn't want to be in like the African wild as a giraffe or in place of a giraffe with other animals that might be trying to hurt me. So I would be a giraffe at the zoo. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm actually swapping to... Oh, actually, no. I was going to say a monkey, but penguin.
You're going to stick with the penguin?
Yeah.
Now, the obvious question, which we haven't asked in a while, if you were a penguin for a day, what would your name be?
Penguin Hines? Yeah.
Yeah. What would my name be as a giraffe? Giraffus?
Sure.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
I'd be Travis the Giraffus, or Giraffus. I don't know what's happening.
Giraffus Travis?
Giraffus Hines? At sure. Giraffus Park?
Here, I'll think of something.
Okay. He's lying on a pillow and his eyes are closed.
Could you not talk?
He's got thinking eyes on.
Actually, no.
All right, buddy, I think that's good for tonight. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
No. Yes.
Absolutely.
No, yes. No. Yes.
Very quiet. See you. See you. Bye-bye.
See you. See you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tickles? Tickles. Tickles.
No.
Tickles. Tickle, 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 tickle.
No.
Bye-bye.